Sexiest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The most fabulous radio network that you could ever conceive of. And I have a very special guest here today for y'all, which I believe is the droll that you're supposed to use. It's Chris Green from Green Wave Radio. Chris, welcome to the program.
Vinny, thanks for having me. Enjoyed having you on my show earlier. This is a very sexy show that you've got here, by the way. I think you said it best yourself.
Yeah, I know. I think it might be the accent, you know. In fact, I was talking with Sherry Kane, you know, like Len Horowitz's soon-to-be wife, actually. I think they're getting married on December 21st, 2012. No. But she thinks I have a very sexy accent, and she said to me, you know, tell your girlfriend that, and say, hey Sarah, Sherry Kane thinks I've got a sexy accent. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, the accent is cool. That's for sure. It's distinct. I want to go. At first, I'm thinking, okay, you know, if I first hear it and I don't know who I'm talking to, I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is this Australia? You know, what is this? But it's New Zealand. So it's pretty distinct once you really kind of listen to it and tune in.
Yeah. It takes a while to tell the difference. I mean, generally how you expose an Australian accent versus a New Zealand accent is you ask them for a pin or a pen. If it's a Australian, they'll sound exactly the same. It'll just be a pen. But if they're a New Zealander, the I and the E is pronounced very distinctly. So that's how you tell. But other than that, we kind of wanted to talk about this Eurozone crisis. And I don't know about you, but Sarkozy does not make me feel cozy at all. It just seems like another one of these, I don't know, like the cliche French villain twiddling his mustache as he gradually hatches his schemes of I don't know, stuffing a goose's neck with pig fat.
Yeah, well, it should make everybody very uncomfortable. You should be terrified, you know, for what's coming down the pike. It's not going to end any differently than what we saw during 2008, but this time it's magnified, it's more violent, it's virulent. It's the game plan. I mean, this is what they've been planning all along, Vinny. So total world domination, total control. You know, we're talking depopulation. We're talking, you know, drone striking people they don't like Anwar Laki, these, you know, high profile propagandists that have never been convicted of a crime. This is the direction we're going. This is the New World Order. It's the NWO, whatever you want to call it, unified government, you know, global currency. It's all about debt. This is a global debt collapse, and it's been created and designed by these same banksters, as I know both you and I were talking about earlier. And it's been designed to fail from the get-go with the sole intention of stealing from you, baby. And they've done a great job doing it. So we do have to give them a pat on the back for their prowess in, you know, destroying not just the American way of life, but a way of life for millions of people around the world.
That's what I don't get about the denial of some people. They're like, oh, they must just be stupid. Nah, mate. They aren't stupid, they're real bright. But the problem is, they're not looking for the same objective that a person that you think might be smart is looking for. Now, I think a smart person will be looking to create a better society for all of us, where there's no tyranny, no corruption, and people are capable of surviving without ridiculous struggle more than they'd ever have to. Okay, that's what I think would be an intelligent move. But Their idea of intelligence is to make sure that them and only them, their clique, is in the seat of power with complete and utter domination over all forms of life in every conceivable way, and have sought about many, many complex plans, infrastructures, and varying degrees of scumbaggery in order to accomplish said objective.
That's right. Yeah, it's extremely bright. It's genius, and this is how these people operate. And you got to think about basic human drives, human, you know, basic motivation of all human beings. Two things that dominate, you know, and control you on a day-to-day basis. Really, number one is fear. Fear controls you. They use it very wisely. They know how to use it to get what they want. That's why they continue to drive home that message. That's why they drive home the threat of terror. They want you to be scared at all times. That's how they control you. That's how they get you to do what you want, what they want you to do. And, you know, one of the other primary counterpart motivators is greed. People are greedy. People, you know, are living, a lot of people are, to glorify themselves. And the more money they have, the more power they have, it's never enough. They need more. It's like an alcoholic. Their tolerance keeps building. The addiction grows stronger. They need to feed it. And the addiction here in the global economy today from these global banksters and these the global central banks is debt. That's the drug of choice. They need to feed it. The tolerance is growing. They need more of it. They need more easing. They need more programs. They need more socialization of losses. You're going to pay for it. They're going to steal from you. They're going to implement austerity. They're going to take from you. And they're going to destroy your very existence. This is the goal.
That's why they need all your money, so that they can roll it up and suck all the rest of the economy up through a straw.
I can hear the slurping sound.
Yep. You know, it's like a like an iguana eating a fly. That's kind of what the New World Order is to the human race. You know, they're just sitting there picking us off, getting their freaking nourishment on. It's basically, as far as my research has come to contend, a huge satanic uber cult that has, virtually unlimited power.
What's that, I'm thinking about that insect. I can't think of the name. Maybe you can help me or the audience can help me. But it's the one that mates with its prey. And then right after mating, and I believe it's the female, bites the other mate's head off.
So the black widow spider.
It's a black widow spider. I think there's another one I was thinking of. There's a few of these, I guess, insects is what we're calling. This is not my specialty.
Get the idea. The elite are arachnids that mate with you and then eat you. Go on.
Yeah, and here's the deal, Vinny. I mean, these bankers don't even have the decency to mate with you first. I mean, they just bite your head off to begin with. That's it. You know, we're going to take your house. We're going to, you know, consolidate Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into conservatorship. You know, people don't realize this. There's a reason why the federal government, these bankers and politicians have consolidated all the power as of late. There's a reason that they indirectly control institutions such as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, indirectly owned through the big banks, so that they can take all the real property and all the real estate, and they can keep it to themselves. I mean, what do you think happens when a home goes into foreclosure? Who do you think owns it? They do. The same people that loaned you the phony, crappy derivative products that exploded in your face to begin with, that you're now paying for the rest of your life, and your children are going to pay for the rest of their life, and their children are going to pay for, now they're taking back the home. Now they're going to live in it.
No, they're not. They're not even going to live in it. They're just going to leave all those massive, huge quantities of prime real estate empty. They're going to force the prices to go absolutely extraordinarily downward. And eventually, via Agenda 21, those nice little suburbs and everything will have to be evacuated and abandoned altogether in favor of inner city giant freaking slave blocks.
I'm noticing. That's about it. Yeah. Well, they are slave blocks, so we are slaves. I'm noticing one of our subscribers dropped in the chat. It's a praying mantis. That's what I was thinking of. I'm pretty sure that the Black Widows do it as well. But yeah, it's the praying mantis. And isn't that an interesting choice of words? The praying mantis. And then gobble, gobble, bites your head off.
And it just wonders what they're praying to.
I have no idea.
It's the dark lord.
It's the sacrifice. You know, what was it? Is it, was it the Mayans or which civilization where they would sacrifice, you know, a 13-year-old virgin girl and they'd sacrifice her like on top of the pyramids, and then that was, you know, somehow giving it up to the sun god or whatever idols that they worshipped. You know, we've seen these kinds of things in history. So it's basically, I guess, if we really think about it, Vinny, I mean, we have to ask the hard question, what's changed in thousands of years? Anything?
Yep, we've got PlayStation now, but that's about it. but this is the new generation, though. We've got now the internet, okay, which, as far as recorded history is concerned, I haven't seen any replicants of the internet coming out. So I think that we now have an opportunity for the first time ever in human history to expose those who have been in control the entire time, to expose what the command structure actually is and how it's been working all throughout humanity's big, massive diatribe and dialogue that's been going on. Don't you think? That's the opportunity that we've got here.
I totally agree with you, and I think it's a huge opportunity. It's obviously what we do and we're fighting for on a daily basis, you know, the thousands of us, the millions of us, you know, in the independent alternative media. But I guess we have to ask the question, though, is this not the direction that they want to take us? Is this not just a way to index all of the dissidents around the world before total world domination and total collapse? I think it very well might be. It probably very well could be. That still doesn't mean that we should not fight the terror and, you know, try to cut the head off the dragon of the evil beast before it ultimately kills us all. But, you know, we have to ask some hard questions, too. Was the internet not put here for that very reason? And that reason being to index and program and, you know, whatchamacallit?
Well, I think it's like you use the weapons of the enemy against them. That's the best thing to do. They've created so many systems that have been used to enslave us that are actually now being used to free us, because a rifle in the hand of your oppressor can simply be taken off him and shoot him in the face. That's about what I've seen is happening here with Facebook and Twitter, all designed to grab all your personal details and, you know, categorize your real time red flag for analysis in some gargantuan bunker somewhere underground that requires so much electricity supply that it causes brownouts across the U.S. You know, trillions of terabytes of data or what have you. It's all now working against them, because you know where people go if they want to expose the New World Order? They go to Facebook and they wind up posting stuff all over the place that really, really exposes the establishment for what it is. Social media is becoming so strong now and people have become so attached to it that the moment that they try to turn it tyrannical, they'll have a huge full-on revolt on their hands because people are actually really absorbed with it. Well, with politics, for example, the reason why you don't have any results or revolts per se is because people aren't really absorbed with it. It's not part of their daily life. It's something that they participate in once every few years. Facebook is something you use every day. Every day. And once something that you have grown attached to, that you see and use every day, gets taken away from you, what kind of reaction do you think you're going to get from that person?
Well,
they're not going to react?
Yeah, you're going to get a reaction, but this is high-tech terror now. I mean, you know, just take a look at the assassination and the public killing of Muammar Gaddafi, which, you know, the mainstream media has moved off from now because it's old news. But, you know, it used to be they just hung you in a public square for all to see. You know, you speak out against the regime, they don't like you, your owners, your slave masters don't like you, they just hang you. You know, they'll put you out in the public square, and if they don't do that, they're going to cut your head off in some kind of guillotine manner. Now, see, they do the same thing today, but they broadcast it all over the internet. So instead of seeing it in real life and in person next to your neighbors and, you know, the fear being spread that, hey, I better stay in line or they're going to hang me, now they just show it, they put it on public display, and we watch Muammar Gaddafi and people like him, you know, Saddam Hussein, these people get, you know, brutalized on live television, which, you know, is basically YouTube, spread around virally on the internet. Nothing's changed. It's the same grotesque base human desires for murder, control, killing. You know, that's really what we have, Vinny.
Yep. I wouldn't say that that's in any way incorrect. The question becomes, how do you deal with that? And I think that the ultimate methodology for me dealing with it is just through humor, essentially. Comedians have always talked about real nasty stuff going on that really messes up their lives or is absolutely screwed up with stuff that's going on in the world, and absolutely just cackle the night away from it. It's a way of absorbing information without absorbing the ramifications of such on your psyche to make it just a horrible thing. Instead, you've got the information and you feel good at the same time. So I think there might even be a confused or cross-wiring that way there. It might be the best way of waking people up of all.
I think that is a very important point. I also think it's I think there's truth there, because I think probably some of the most brilliant people that I would say are quote unquote geniuses are the comics of the world. And the person I'm thinking of is probably what a lot of people are thinking of right now, is George Carlin. I mean, this guy pretty much through humor, through the art of comedy, and his father, a lot of people know this too. I mean, he was a very gifted orator himself. And so, you know, Carlin was kind of given the gift as well, but given it through comedy. I mean, he had America's number before most of America knew what was coming. I mean, I remember some of the stuff, the bits that he used to do, that, you know, just talking about these aristocratic people and just, you know, where the direction of this country, where it was going. And I remember one of his last shows, you know, before he died, and he was getting really old. He's dressed all in black and it's all dark and looks like Halloween, and it's the scene behind them is just a graveyard, you know, just the darkest setting. And he basically just told you straight up to your face, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. These people are in charge, and you Americans, you're fools. You're fools, Benny.
Yep. You can survive fools, but you can't survive treason from within. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Please join us in the chat room. And also, I want to give a plug to my DVDs. Check out the DVD section, man. It's freaking awesome. There's some very good information there to be had. Great gifts for Christmas. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Parton Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Welcome back, man.
All right.
To the most charming 2 hours in talk radio. Coming out from the other extremely high pop proportion of cannabis smokers, island chaired nation of New Zealand, man. And that's true, actually. We have the second highest rate of cannabis consumption per person in the entire world. Number one being Jamaica. We're also the second in the world in terms of numbers who appreciate reggae music. And number one is, you guessed it, also Jamaica. So there is a... I think there's a correlation there.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Vinny, why do you think that's the case? I mean, it sounds like, cannabis consumption second in the world there. You guys are pretty relaxed nation, huh?
Yeah, and we have the number one arrest rate for it as well.
So that's counterintuitive. So it's not legal out there, then, is what you're saying, huh?
Well, we've got a place called the Dactory here, and I want to give a shout out to Jeff Lai, who stood for the Aotearoa Legalized Cannabis Party. Aotearoa is Maori for New Zealand. It means land of the long white cloud, incidentally, in a huge cannabis smoking nation. but yeah. The Dactory is a huge warehouse in West Auckland, and you can just walk in, $5 entry with your ID, R18, and they have a vending machine where you can buy your buds. And it's totally illegal, but the cops leave them alone.
Really? So that's the double standard that exists. It kind of sounds like this country. I mean, here locally in Arizona, we've got a dictator, as I like to call him, named Joe Arpaio. You know, he's famous for making you wear pink jumpsuits. So that's kind of the sexy fashion statement you get to make if they, you know, grab you with a DUI or you get caught with marijuana or pot out here in Arizona. But it's funny, the one thing I first noticed when I moved to Arizona is there's more bars per square foot than any other place that I've been, including D.C., maybe not New York per se. But, you know, we've got a bunch of people drinking all day long out here in Arizona. We've got some of the toughest, most, you know, draconian DUI laws that really exist anywhere in the country. It seems a little counterintuitive to me. Maybe it's just a good revenue stream for the city.
Well, you know, either that or it gives them the perfect pretext to train their cops into not giving a flying F about any of the people that actually live in the city that they're supposed to be serving. So it conditions them into just being jackboot, thugged, scumbag, ticket giving, breath testing, blood tube taking filth.
I always ask the question, where are the good cops? Where are the good politicians? Because I know they're out there. You know, all we hear about are the, you know, the bad apples that give a bad name to every politician, or the bad apple banker that gives, you know, the bad name to all bankers. Where are these people? And, you know, obviously we got people like Ron Paul, et cetera, that, you know, have a track record and that, you know, seem to be fighting for and are fighting for good causes. But I'm just really surprised there's not more people out there, more people speaking up, more people just coming out of the banking sector saying, you know what, the Jamie Dimons and these guys of the world are criminals. Let's go after them. Let's jail this John Corzine. Let's not just publicly spank him. We're going to take him. Let's put him in jail. But, you know, send him to, you know, federal pound me in the ass prison for life. And see, yeah, I'm serious though, and see how, you know, people would think twice. These people, the John Corzine types, would think twice if they knew that's where they were going to go if they committed this white collar crime. You know, if they knew they had to spend life in prison, pound me in the ass prison, this would end tomorrow probably.
See, the problem is that they know that they won't, because they know the judge and have him paid off that would send them to a federal pound me in the ass prison. That's how deep the corruption is. You know, we're not talking about a simple election process here. We're talking about a total reset button in computer terminology against every single institution that we currently have. The education system's corrupt. The judicial system's corrupt. The police system's corrupt. The electoral system is corrupt. The corporate system is corrupt. They're all corrupt. They're all run by scumbags. Okay,
yeah, healthcare.
And that's my conclusion, is that every single industry, this can't be a single campaign issue. This can't be just about the bankers or just about corrupt politicians. This has to be about everything. And I think that's one of the things that Occupy has really kind of highlighted, is the fact that there's so many demands that they have. And it's a true testament to the magnitude of the problem that we face here.
Yeah, well, it's a huge problem. You're exactly right. And it does highlight that it's not just the banking system. You know, when we talk about these big macro issues, we talk about the Eurozone, the United States, the debt markets, the economic collapse, 2012 is D-Day. We talk about all these issues. It's important to remember, this is not just segregated to the banking system per se. This isn't just about the economy. It's about every single system that exists today. And I always like to go to the obvious, but if you look at the banking system, for example, the banking system itself, not only does it prey on the issuance of debt and is addicted to it and leveraged to it. You know, it's what it feeds off it. It's that alcoholic. But everything about the banking sector itself is obsolete. I mean, think about social media for an example. Think about people like Mark Zuckerberg that created Facebook out of a dorm room in Princeton and has completely obliterated, changed, and redefined media and how you interact with, you know, everyday friends and family. It just takes that same approach to the banking system, for example, and every system for that matter, to completely destroy and collapse every, you know, model or the model that we currently have today. Really, the system is archaic. The banking system is an archaic model. All these systems are. So this is all going to be obliterated in the coming years. It's happening now.
Yeah. And this is why I find it very ironic that they call it an establishment. It's not an establishment. You know why? Because it's not actually established. If something were established, it wouldn't have any problems. This system has virtually nothing but problems. They are so huge, so monstrous, so cacophonous that most people cannot even comprehend its magnitude. That is the reality. If you're not in tune with this reality currently, just don't go calling people anti-establishment, because ultimately they're not anti-establishment, they're pro-establishment. I consider myself to actually be pro-establishment. I'm just not naive enough to think that we currently have one.
Yeah, well, I would say I would agree with that, too. And I think, you know, people play around all the terms all the time. The terms exist to divide you. And I'll give you an example. I would consider myself a capitalist. OK, I would consider myself, I guess, in that definition. But the point is, all these paradigms are old news. We need a new paradigm. We're breaking out of these old systems. And I find it funny how they say people like us or people in the community are anti-establishment, or they'll say that OWS is anti-capitalist, which I understand there's people in these protests that are anti-capitalists, but I'm not anti-capitalist. A lot of us are pro-capitalist, but really we're pro-new paradigm. We're pro-new model. We're looking for a change. We want something different because the current system is proven to not work. This is not our opinion anymore. This is a fact. It's broken. It's you know, disintegrated into a million pieces of broken glass. It's time for a new system. And you know, if I gave you an example, Vinny, or gave your audience an example, what if we just created the iBank? Let's say we called it the Vinny Eastwood Show Bank.com. And we created a bank just like Mark Zuckerberg did with Facebook. And it was a bank where people could use it. They could trade currencies all around the world. They could trade all kinds of instruments. They could do it all online. They could do it all digitally, a total digital model. Why would you need the modern banking system as we know it today? Why would companies, monolith companies like JP Morgan Chase, for instance, with their huge multi-billion dollar buildings in New York City, need all of their retail branches around the country? And, you know, why would they need to hire all of these personal bankers? Why would they need to hire all these investment professionals to sit in these outdated old branches that nobody goes into anymore? Why would we need to fill and supply these branches with copy machines and computers and notepads and papers? Think about all the overhead that goes into this, and then pay the salaries of these same people that are doing nothing, trading fake paper and derivatives back and forth. None of this is needed anymore. It's old news. Destroy it. Flush it down the friggin' toilet. I'll do it for you. I'll gladly hit the handle. And let's start anew. Let's start building the new system. And that's what people need to understand. It's up to us, every one of us, to take our talents and intuition around the world. Start building the new system. Don't wait for these people. Start building the new system yourself, and the people will decide what the future is going to look like.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. A guy in his back shed comes up with better inventions than the US military research divisions do. Okay, you know why that is? It's because he ain't got protocols to follow. He ain't got a whole bunch of rules. He doesn't have a command structure. All he's got is his own wits and his own creativity, and you have no idea how powerful that can be when you put it in the hands of an individual who's willing to actually use it. There's so many people out there who just, well, basically they just waste their potential. It's almost like they don't even care. And I feel that that's a real big waste. When we talk about capitalism, people forget we don't have capitalism anymore. We haven't had it for quite some time. You know what a public-private partnership is? That's the model by which fascism is implemented to shrink the size of the state and in order to turn the state into a corporation. You publicly partnership it all out, and then at the end of the frickin' pyramid, once that capstone is on, you realize that you don't have any state anymore. All you have is a massive corporation. You're no longer a citizen. All you are is a slave, a partner to the company. Okay? That's what it is. What capitalism actually is more akin to anarchy than anything else. Anarcho-capitalism, to put it bluntly, is when you don't have all of those controls. You don't have all of those overarching rules and general kind of tyranny that we usually transpose with our current system. And everybody is creating their own products and creating their own trades in their back sheds, as it were, and is capable of surviving and making and thriving on their own. Why haven't we figured it out that that was the best system we'd come up with to date? And the freaking bankers and all the other assorted scum and Rothschild agents deceived everybody into thinking that that was a bad thing. And then they got them to sign up to this whole fake banking system modeled on the Bank of England to put everybody into monstrous debt so that that creative spirit, that power that was once in the hands of the people to make what they dreamed a reality, to take it away from them because it threatened the dominance of a small group of psychopathic individuals who don't have creativity, who don't have emotions that actually care about other people. They're not there. They don't exist. get with the program, know who your enemy is, and know who you are. It's the only way you're actually ever going to make a difference in anything, anywhere, at any time. Those are the immutable facts of the matter. And I don't care what your argument is, because those are the facts. You can't argue with facts. You can only detract them and put them on to other people and try and demonize them in the media all you want. But a fact is a fact. So shush.
Yeah, well, that's what's so typical, Vinny, is that, you know, if you just listen to Fox News, and again, I go back to the terminology, and they'll say, you know, these Occupy Wall Street protesters aren't capitalist. But the point is, we don't even have capitalism anymore. I mean, that sounds all good and rosy, like let's attack the OWS movement because they're, you know, non-capitalist. They want like socialism or something, but that's precisely the point. We don't even have these old models anymore. We don't have capitalism anymore. Capitalism is not socializing losses for the rich, which is what has been done over the past few years. Capitalism doesn't equal bailouts. It doesn't equal, well, maybe sometimes it equals fraud. But this is not capitalism. We don't have it. That should be the biggest point, is that if all you people on Fox News and Bloomberg care so much about capitalism, well, then why don't you applaud the OWS movement from at least showing and articulating to the world and the public that it doesn't even exist anymore?
Yeah, man, we've got monopolism. That's all it is. Crony monopolism. Set few corporations that are all owned in some way, shape, or form by the same scumbags, and this has actually been released in a recent study that some upwards of, I think it might have been upwards of 70% of the world's companies are all owned by the same people, okay? They have figured out that if they go out saying, we are the Rothschild Corporation and we own everything, everybody gets up in arms. Hey, this one family owns everything. If you instead call it Mobil and BP and Shell and all these other different corporations, then people think that they've got a choice when they're owned by the exact same scumbags who incidentally keep the price of petrol the exact same as their other alleged competition. Yeah, this is a ruse and a scam. Yeah. Don't fall for it. Don't be a sucker.
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking about this article from Paul B. Farrell, who I follow, and I encourage your listeners to check out because he's just been so on point. And he's kind of an older guy. Guy's been around the block, but he was talking about this Luntz fellow who works with politicians here in the States, here in America, and helps them to frame language and, you know, propagandize and twist a message via the mainstream media. But I wanted to read this. He says, Luntz is the guy who reframed much of the political rhetoric since 2000. In this new fantasy land, oil drilling magically becomes energy exploration. The estate tax becomes the death tax. Logging becomes healthy forest initiative. So it's a war of words. It's the way that they propagandize to you, to the people. You know, we hear people talk about this in all kinds of art forms.
Well, you could be an artist and you could tell the truth, but some people tend to violate their own potential creativity and instead become repeaters of remanufactured, reconstituted we'll be right back at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
The guiding light coming at you live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the sunny slave South Pacific island chained nation of Aotearoa, the land of the long green cloud. Sorry, the long white cloud, allegedly.
Vinny, slavery isn't that bad. Come on.
I don't know about you, but I just love being a slave. I get to do my little slave dance. I get to drink Red Bull. I get to play vacuous video games and watch movies where I can predict the plot line. It's great. Can you tell me, we kind of got cut off from the break, and I forget what it was you were talking about or expanding on, but if you can remember, plow ahead.
Well, Vinny, let's see here. Remembering what we were expanding on, well, basically just that the paradigm's broken, that the old systems are broken, they're finished. It's time for people, all creative people around the world, whether or not you're an entrepreneur, small business person, a creative artist, to take matters into your own hands and start building, you know, building a new system. So that's kind of where we were leaving off before the break.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking to the point where we were talking about creativity as well. And the bank has created all this money, all this debt out of absolutely nothing, right? So they at least had to have like a modicum of creativity to do that. So I suppose that in order to get rid of the debt, we show the same creativity. They created it out of nothing by pretending that it had value. So why don't we just cancel all the debt and pretend that it never happened?
Yeah, well, they could certainly do that, but here's the point. Here's the underlying, you know, what they're not going to tell you, you know, to your face, is that it's okay for them to bail out their crony friends. It's okay to bail themselves out with your money, because remember, you're paying for it. You know, this austerity you're going to pay for, these bailouts you already did pay for, and you're going to pay for it into infinity. But if they were to do the same for you, for example, let's say write down the principal of your mortgage to today's appraised values, that, they say, Vinny, is a moral hazard. For them, it's okay, but for you, it's a moral hazard. They're going to slap you on the wrist. They're going to send you right on the streets to suffer with the other homeless people.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, the average human is just so bad and appalling and slave-like and slovenly. We need to make sure that they get exterminated and have very much the level of fluoride that we'd expect to give to a slave, so that they have no cognitive thought, and that, therefore, they'll be very, very happy to sit back and eat Doritos and watch American Idol whilst we thief off with every single penny that their ancestors ever strove to create.
Sounds pretty much like the American dream.
Yep. Because you've got to be asleep to believe it, as George Carlin said. And I find quite, I don't know where I was going with this, but I find that people have so much to worry about that it distracts them from all the things that they actually should be worried about, okay? You shouldn't be worried about how you're going to pay your mortgage or anything like that. You should be worried about the men with black uniforms coming into your house to exterminate you next year.
Well, I would say those are bigger concerns. Yeah, that's a bigger concern than, you know, paying your mortgage. But, you know, the hard truth is most people are just trying to get by. They're trying to survive. So they are worried about just the basic necessities. How am I going to eat? You know, where am I going to live? I need a roof over my head. And that's the stage we've gone to now is, you know, I always go back to this, you know, psychology 101, the Maslow charts. Down at the very bottom of the pyramid are those basic needs. Well, you know, once you lose those basic needs, you know, desperation turns into action, turns into riots that we, you know, most memorably predicted, you know, prior to the OWS movement, even beginning in July earlier of this year. That turns into more violence, escalating violence around the world. I would expect to see more of that in 2012. You know, these are the kinds of things that people need to be prepared for. That's my recommendation.
Yep, I think so. Preparation and personal responsibility. But we had Stuart Janet Swerdlow on the show, and also White Wolf von Anzinger. It's actually not what's in your wallet that's going to keep you alive. It's what's up in here, in your head and in your heart, that's going to keep you alive. That survival instinct mentality. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter how much stored food or weapons or how much preparation you got. If you don't have your survival instincts in tune, if you don't know how to survive and live off the land, if you don't know how to think, you're not going to live. okay? And that is far more important than any amount of stuff, because ultimately the thing that's in the highest demand in a massive economic depression where all the shops close and everything is toilet paper.
Well, toilet paper is a good item to have, and you're right. I mean, you know, food storage and, you know, making preparations, et cetera, these are all great things to do. You should be doing, you know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, as the old saying goes. But, yeah, I mean, it starts with the way you think. I get the question all the time, well, Christopher, I don't have any money, so what am I supposed to do? You know, I'm kind of, you know, shit out of luck. How do I approach this if I know what's going to happen? Well, the first thing you can do, like you just said, Vinny, so eloquently, is it's right up between those ears of yours, is to think. It's to be mentally, emotionally, spiritually prepared for what's coming. You know, we've all got those survival instincts ingrained into us. You're going to have to figure out how to make things work in a new, extremely challenging environment. And, you know, to shed a little bit light on the scenario too and on the situation, is there's hope in that too. There's hope that we build, and I believe this with, you know, every inch of me, that we'll build a better system, but we've got to take those crooks and criminals out of power first. We need to see justice. We need to change things. We need to fight back. Then let's build a better future. Let's build a better picture for, you know, all people. And, you know, I realize that we're not going to get utopia at the end of the day, but I'll tell you, we can get a lot better place than the direction that we're currently headed, which is the same direction we've seen with tyrannical regimes. And we saw the rise of Hitler, and we saw the rise of, you know, the Nazis, you know, during, you know, World War II, etc. This is the same dangerous precedent that they're setting now. This is the same police state that they're setting up now with this draconian legislation, SOPA, you know, the indefinite detainment bill that they passed in the Senate here in America. They're setting up the police state because they know this is coming. They know that the OWS movement and these movements are going to attach themselves, grow, coalesce with all different types of movements, turn from thousands to hundreds of thousands to millions of people. And all these people are going to be knocking on these criminals' door. And I'm telling you, these people are going to go to federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison. I'm going to make sure of it. All of us should make sure of it. We should make sure we get justice. We need to set a precedent. We need to set a moral high ground. We need some, you know, a moral compass in charge. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly who those people need to be, but we need to find those people if they don't already exist and put them in these positions of power. We need the bankers and the honest, you know, politicians and the honest bankers to come out of the woodwork and actually set, you know, set the wheels in motion to accomplishing, you know, some of these goals and do what's right, which is the hardest thing for people to do. Stand up for what you believe in and do what's right. It's what very few people do, because you know what? It's a risky proposition. It's a risky proposition to put your ass on the line for something you believe in. It's a risky proposition to try to do what's right. It's typically not favored. It's not rewarded. It's not glorified. It's the hardest thing to do, but you know what? It's the right thing to do. And the reward you get is the way that you feel at the end of the day, knowing you can look yourself in the mirror and you're helping to build a better future for all people.
Yeah. An old guy said to me one time, as a man, you have to get up and you have to shave every morning. If you can look at that reflection and feel okay about it every morning, then you're doing all right. And I feel like I'm doing all right. And I think it's a very simple bit of wisdom that you can come up with as a man. And I want to thank you, Chris, very much for coming on the show with me today. It's been a real pleasure. And quite frankly, I need you to plug your websites, and you need some sponsors too. Ladies and gentlemen, sponsor Chris. He's doing amazing work out there. If you have any idea how much work actually goes into putting out the truth and how little financial reward you generally get out of it, you understand the importance of getting some sponsorship, getting some people to donate and that kind of thing so that you can keep this machine running.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Vinny, and it's been a pleasure coming on the program. We need your help. So those of you listening, you want to sponsor us, you want to help us grow, we've done a great job doing it so far. We got tons of support from our community, but we need the help. You can check us out at greenwave.com. That's with an E, green with an E, wave.com. You can also email us directly at advertise@greenwave.com. You can find us on YouTube. We have over 11,000 subscribers. We've had over 1.7 million views alone this year and growing. Our user ID is cgreen with an E34. Vinny, thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on, too. And ladies and gentlemen, make sure you get some fuel and give it to the green machine.
Thanks, Vinny.
All right. And coming up next hour, God knows what. So it's bound to be awesome. I'd love some callers to actually call in themselves. The number here is a... it's a new number. What the heck is it? 218-339-8525. Call in over the break, or if you're in the chat room listening in, you can put your Skype details in there and we can bring you on live via Skype from New Zealand if you have anything that you wish to discuss. I want to talk about the Occupy movement as well and how they're being demonised in the media and the recent court case that is going on in central Auckland trying to get them out for no good reason. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Following a little conversation that's going on in the scumbaggery group. If you go to Facebook and search for scumbaggery, scumbaggery, there's been a chant going from a person who's actually involved with the Auckland City Council talking about the Occupy group. And from what I gather, one of the reasons that they're trying to justify kicking the occupiers out is actually because there's like, well, the park that they're occupying is directly above the Central City Civic car park. And so what they're saying is because people are putting tent pegs in the ground above the car park, that it might actually damage the car park roof. Hearing something very weird in my ears, ladies and gentlemen, and I have no idea what the heck is causing that. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but hey! Man, that's distracting.
Leave a message, and I will call you back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Seems we were calling up a... Your message. When you finished recording, you
seems
may
we were actually calling a guest,
for more options.
But he's not there.
Leave a callback number, press 5.
Cult leader, if you're actually there on Skype, please, you know, call in or answer your phone or something of that nature, because this is really unprofessional. I suppose when we're talking about hosting a radio show and you're trying to get people to call in, sometimes there are little technical issues and what have you, and it's not too bad. It's not too bad at all, but I don't know. It's just such a frustration, you know, especially when you're live and you don't really have much of a choice in it. Which reminds me, there was some dude, MSNBC reporter, I believe, who was doing a live news feed, you know, he's the anchor, and a fire alarm starts going off. Of all the fabulous distractions that you could have there, especially when there ain't actually no fire going on. Be nice if they could actually burn that particular institution to the ground. Because after all, because of their lack of responsibility, indeed not telling the people what is really going on, they are sacrificing the office of the Fourth Estate, which is what the media is supposed to be about, giving people some information so that they can actually make up their own freaking minds. Is that such a bad thing?
oh, these people are going to be allowed to make up their own minds. Oh, we can't allow that. We have to propagandize them and coerce their thoughts into what we want them to think. That's what it's all about. It's about us making them think the way we want them to.
And I feel that if you look at the media, politicians and corporations as these kind of cartoon villains, you know, the kind of things that you would see in a Batman cartoon episode. Some person like Ra's al Ghul or Poison Ivy, some person who has some description of sociopathy, who thinks that killing people, stealing things, and being a complete and utterly disgusting individual is this way to have fun for them. And they enjoy it, and they tell little jokes and things of that nature. And that's precisely what goes on. Isn't it? Where do you think the cartoonists get the ideas for these characters? I could swear that some of these criminal masterminds resemble George W. Bush. It's inextricable. There's so many movies out there and so many radio shows and all this kind of stuff. We have all these villains and terrible plans and schemes and plots and various things that might absolutely be terrible for the local populace being given promo. Freaking promo. And it's stupid.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Can we drop that call, please, board op controller, because that's really frustrating the living bejesus out of me.
To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
No, I do not want to wish to continue to wait, and I can't drop this person because the board op actually connected him. See, this is the problem. So
if
anyway,
you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase
the absolute worst.
To continue recording,
it's a problem
off,
when your board op doesn't respond
four.
Because he's probably doing programming or something in the background there. They've got so many things going on in the American Freedom Radio studio. I don't know how they're
message,
even capable of producing a show in the first
message,
place.
Press 2.
Because,
to erase
yeah.
and re-record,
or better yet,
press 3.
If,
to continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Or, if you'd like to shoot somebody, press 5. You know, there's the kind of frustrating things that go on in live talk radio. But never mind! If anything, they're actually pretty amusing when you think about it. Come to think of it, talking of really amusing, the election results, right? In New Zealand have shielded most people from a sense of responsibility, I think, because almost exactly what the polls said would happen did happen. That National is always, always, always coming on in and acting in complete and total scumbaggery. Yep, that's about right. And it doesn't matter who you vote for. Why not? Why doesn't it matter who you vote for? Well, here's why. If they were actually good, if they were actually doing something right, and if they had the public support to actually make that massive change, suddenly, out of thin air, would poof into existence. Huge amount of monies would be running into their political campaigns and coffers from foreign banks. How do I know that? Well, have a look at the American elections. Barack Obama versus John McCain. Who funded both these guys? Oh, yeah, that's right. AIG. Goldman Sachs, major banking cartel members who are also incidentally shareholders in the Federal Reserve Bank, gave both of these candidates a huge amount of money. In fact, they gave Barack Obama twice the amount of money that they gave John McCain. And guess what happens? Oh yeah, that's right. The person who the bank has funded twice as much got it. What a surprise. And then what did Obama do? He filled his cabinet with bankers. the scumbaggery. It's absolutely out of control. You know what's funny? I think I was talking with Chris Green about this earlier, is that it's actually really easy to be a radio show host exposing scumbaggery as we do because you never run out of material because new stuff keeps coming up, doesn't it? Every single day, there is something bad going on everywhere. At all times. There is no upper limit to said scumbaggery. None. Okay? Are you getting the picture? Tyranny has no walls. It has so much desire for control that it would rather destroy everything than allow control to be taken away from it. Okay, that's the mind of a tyrant. Psychopathic, completely insane. It's the same all throughout history. You have a look at Nero, who burnt down Rome. It's the most famous example. These people go mad with power. Okay? What does absolute power do? It corrupts, absolutely. I feel that if you want a system of government where you don't have corruption, the thing that you would be most wanting to focus on is having a government that doesn't have anywhere near as much power given to individuals as it currently is. Okay? That's all you need to do. That way, people who crave power, who crave dominance, won't be enticed into those positions. Will they? No, they won't. They won't do it because there's nothing in it for them. I'm in favor of the treating the society like a free society and treating the public servants as an unfree society, okay? If you've got your personal life and whatnot, I think you should be entitled to have that. But as a public figure, on the other hand, if your personal life devotes criminality to a large extent, as, say, for example, Bill Clinton's allegedly did, then that the public has a right to know because they are affected by the decisions that you make in your public office and they will absolutely be determined by the quality of your character in your private life. Now, I'm not sure where the barrier between private and public really needs to be when you're elected into public office. Suffice to say, all you'd really need to know about their private life is if they're actually doing things that are illegal, okay? If somebody's doing something illegal, if they can be criminally charged with it, the public deserves to know. Did you know that somebody filed a criminal prosecution against John Key over the Transrail affair? This man had huge amounts of shares in Kiwi Rail, I think it was, at the time. And he went to the ombudsman and asked them to flush out to some commercially sensitive information so that he could profit more off it, I guess. Now, instead of treating that as a conflict of interest while he's in Parliament and owns shares in a company that is being decided by Parliament whether or not they're going to buy it or sell it or whatnot, that's a conflict of interest. And you're advised about conflicts of interest when you go into parliamentary induction. So that would be technically qualified as a criminal act, wouldn't it? Except under the fact that politicians don't have a code of conduct in New Zealand, not to mention the fact that the criminal prosecution filed with the New Zealand police was never followed up by the New Zealand police. Why not? Well, they might have received a phone call in the middle of the night. There's a guy called Russell Malcolm who was arrested on no charge for absolutely nothing. And it was over some dealings that he'd had with some corrupt lady in the council. And arrested him, no charge. And guess what they did in order to get his bail conditions? They called the Prime Minister directly, woke him up in the middle of the night, getting past the phone by his bodyguard, his servant, as if you will, and he dictates the conditions of this guy's bond, okay? Including being prohibited from contacting any member of Parliament. Prohibited from publishing any material on the internet, okay? Don't you get it, ladies and gentlemen? when it voids standard operating procedure, there is always a conspiracy involved. Always. Okay? Anybody who doesn't do stuff by the book is probably trying to hide something. And there are so many things that our governments are doing every day that are not by the book. So to in any way, shape or form conceivably attempt to deny or to be an apologist for the government, to give them the benefit of the doubt, is not the way to go about it. Okay? I don't get the benefit of the doubt. Whenever I say 9/11 was an inside job, people call me a conspiracy theorist and say that I'm crazy. Okay, so why should the government? They always give the government the benefit of the doubt. Who's exterminated the most people throughout history? It's been people's own governments. All the time. This is what governments do when they get uber tyrannical. Speaking of uber tyrannical, New Zealand food bill to make growing a privilege from the government rather than a human right. Okay, the God-given human right to freely cultivate food is under attack in New Zealand, as special interest groups and others are currently attempting to push a food security bill through the nation's parliament that will strip individuals of their right to grow, save seeds, and even share the fruits of their labour with friends and family members. Okay? Don't you get it? They are taking over. They know. They know that they're being exposed. So they are moving every single agenda right into the forefront as we speak. If people can feed themselves, if people can think for themselves, if people can tell the truth, they want to eradicate it for all time. Any form of independence, including thought, is the enemy of the government. Okay? That's what I always say. What's the definition? Govern, meaning control. Ment, coming from the Latin mente, which means mind. Literally, mind control. If you've got a thought that they don't want you to have, they will make pass a law against having it. I have an idea that I could, start up a gardening co-op so that we could feed people in the community from fruit trees planted along the sides of the road and everybody sharing stuff from their gardens, swap meats and whatnot, so that in a major food crisis, which there will be, we can still survive. What does the government do? Passes a food bill to make such activity illegal. It's pretty straightforward. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go freaking nuts. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution. Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Critics who prophesize with your pen.
Welcome back.
And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Coming at you live from the fabulous little island-chained nation of New Zealand, soon to be an illegal food-growing operation. In accordance with the World Trade Organization's Codex Alimentarius scheme for global food control. This bill, if passed, will essentially transfer primary control of food from individuals to corporations under the guise of food safety. Have you noticed how this is how governments operate? They come into you and they say, oh, we're going to do it to be safety. Do you know what the Jews were told when they got hustled away in trucks and cattle cars to concentration camps? They told them, we're taking you somewhere for your safety. These people are going to exterminate us, all of us. Make no mistake. This is the agenda. Population reduction, because we are nothing to them. We're not but dirt on their boots. These people are criminal psychopaths. They enjoy murder and rape and extortion. They love it. They can't get enough of it. Apparently, murder and rape and extortions are like Pringles. Once you pop, can't stop. Now, according to NZ Food Security, which is a group working to protect the food freedom of New Zealanders, the bill will turn growing and sharing food into a government-granted privilege. It means you're going to have to go and get yourself a freaking license rather than a human right. It will also make it illegal to distribute any type of food based on the bill's language. And you know who would have stood up to this? Sue Kedgley. Sue Kedgley, the Green MP, very vocal about this. And then she just up and leaves Parliament when the bill is coming through. You abandoned us, Sue. What the heck is your problem? We need you in there. It's unbelievable. Either that, or they just coincide the introduction of the bill to make sure that Sue wasn't there when it's being discussed by Parliament. Eh? Sounds more like the thinking of a psychopath to me. Now, this all includes seeds, nutrients, natural medicines, minerals, and even water. Without expressed government permission. I'm sorry, I'm getting angry about this. When I see people that are passing laws that are going to be basically make it legal and government sanctioned to starve people to death and to deprive them of proper nutrition and minerals and vitamins, it makes me pretty angry. Because as far as I'm concerned, the government is just coming out with it and just saying, look, we want to exterminate you all, so we're not going to allow you the ability to grow your own crops or anything like that, or share them with people, or help out your communities, or stay healthy amidst these massive live cancer viruses that we're going to release on either of the vaccines. Okay? That's basically what this means to me. Agribusiness giants like Monsanto want full control of the food supply. Now, incidentally, about Monsanto, you ever watched the movie What in the World Are They Spraying, where they did a heck of a lot of testing in places where there's no possibility that the soil or the water or the snow on tops of mountains could ever be contaminated by anything, basically? And they found inordinate amounts of aluminium, barium and strontium. Incidentally, the three chemical compounds most likely to be found in chemtrail spraying. And you know what? You know what you can grow in aluminium-rich soil? Nothing! With the exception of Monsanto's aluminium-resistant crops. Total food control. He who controls the food controls the world. He who controls the water controls the world. He who controls the information controls the world. And the food, water, and government, and all of these big agribusiness scumbags, banksters, World Trade Organization, filth, have all gotten together. We say, well, you know what? Either one of us can control the world. So why don't we just go into a massive, evil axis of power-grabbing filth of corrupt scumbags? Why don't we do that and just starve everybody out like they're cockroaches, rabbits to be shot and killed with a papillomavirus? Who knows? I'm really ticked off about this, actually. I'm surprisingly, you know, I don't get this angry normally. Not normally. But these are not normal times, are they? Caller number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. You want to get in on the anger here. Now, this basically means that they want to put an end to small-scale agriculture systems, okay, that operate off the grid, so to speak. So this is why they have worked so hard in places like the US to convert conventional staple crop systems to genetically modified ones that are continually reliant upon new seeds and chemical interventions. Do you know how many nutrients soil needs in order to be healthy? There's like 50. You know how many nutrients these massive agrochemical businesses put all over people's crops? Like a couple? There's no nutritional value in these foods anymore. And that's the point. They don't want you to have a functional immune system. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you to be thinking. Wake up! Get real, New Zealand. Get real, United States.
get real, Uber Kingdom. They are coming for every freedom that you got. And they won't stop unless you, yes, you listening to this radio show right now, stop them. Personal responsibility. Do you want to see all your communities starved out and exterminated? If you say nothing, if you do nothing, if you don't do so much as share an article with the people who will be affected, which is everybody, then you are making a conscious decision to play a part in the extermination of your friends and family. And this is exactly what will happen. Mark my words. And I'm not, and this isn't just me making a conclusion or making this up. This is their agenda. They have written it down in documents all over the place for people to see. There was a scientist that advocated a mass culling, a 90% reduction. And he got a standing ovation. People think that human beings are such trash. They don't recognize the human condition anymore and realize that they're one of us. Why not? Search me. I have no clue why people's insanity is operating at such a level. I feel quite saddened to an extent. But some people say all you gotta do is just let it all happen. Let it all roll out. See where chips fall where they may. I think that you really do have to get involved in history. Okay, history is being made right here. It's being made every day. Yesterday, that's history now. What did you do on that day in history? I can feel quite proud that I say on that day in history, I hosted a radio show exposing the tyrannical, scumbag, slimy, filthy dictators that are trying to take over my country and exterminate my people. I feel quite proud of that. And I can't change that fact. So it'll be on my record forever. Unless, of course, the government comes in and deletes all my website entries and all of that, which they quite likely will. I was thinking about this the other day. I have no protection. If the government wants to come after me with anything, they can manufacture whatever they want. They can say that I'm tax dodging. They could say that I'm inciting violence. They can say anything they want. And because they own the judges and the police, I won't get no justice. Now, the only other thing that's on there, I realize that I can't defend myself. Terrible in court. I got a $40 parking fine the other day. And I said to them, this is freaking ridiculous. I'm parked on only with two wheels on the side of the road. And they coming back with this massive response. You know, outside my own place, on a narrow street, where 10 other cars, the day that I got this ticket, 10 other cars that evening were parked on the sidewalk, okay? I got a $40 ticket. Wrote them a letter explaining this and the stupidity of it, and they said, oh, well, you may have endangered people. They are designed not to hold the weight of cars. They are designed only to be wide enough for people with prams and trolleys and goodness knows what to walk along them, and you might have endangered their lives by parking on the sides of the road. Okay, be that as it may, produce some evidence that I endangered somebody's life. They can't. But guess where I'd actually have to do and go in order to get them to answer that question? I'd have to go to court. And if I lose in court, I get like $160 court costs, not to mention the immense amount of boring freaking time that you have to spend waiting around and the enormous expense of a lawyer. So it makes it obvious that I'm a slave. I can't argue on the merits of my case without having some kind of financial compensation. That's what judges are. They're people who are bankers. They decide who's damaged what and how much money it's worth. They don't give an F about you. Okay, you never look at any of these judges. They look at you like you're no more than a roach. Honestly. They don't care. They see 100 faces a day that they send to prison, give fines to, or get let off? You think they get emotionally invested in any single one of them? No. It's just a business. That's all it is. Justice is supposed to be blind. I can assure you, it certainly is. Because they don't even want to look at you. They don't care. Yes, of course, I don't want to tar them all with a brush. I'm sure that there's nice and good and decent judges out there, but they ain't going to rise to the top of the ranks, are they? Only the ones that are looking at porn bondage on their freaking desks during a court sitting or just after it while the court's out of session, as has happened in New Zealand, yes, those people will get the top jobs. Those people will have untold amounts of power. Now, back onto the food bill. You wonder if this is also tyrannical, how they're going to enforce it. Well, as far as enforcement is concerned, the bill also authorizes private companies to deploy food safety officers. Now, what's the head of a corporation called, CEO? Corporate enforcement officer? That's what it is. These people are just corporate enforcers. Okay? No different to mercenaries, really. They get sent in to suppress other people, take their money off them, take their land off them, and operate with absolute impunity. Get this. They can raid private property without a warrant. And not only will these food safety officers be permitted to draw weapons against those they are pursuing, but they will also be immune from criminal and civil prosecution for their illegal actions. Oh my God! A bunch of psychopaths with weapons, immune from criminal prosecution, roving the streets, coming at you with a taser, for growing a tomato. You may sound insane, and that's because you're a sane, decent person, aren't you? You know that this is wrong, and you know that there's something you can do about it. So why don't you? Why don't you? Seriously, go to nzfoodsecurity.org. That's nzfoodsecurity.org. I don't care what country you're in, because this is the first round of Codex Alimentarius being passed, okay? And that will be coming to your country soon if it is allowed here, okay? So I want to pledge and hope that we get some international support on this, because we're a small country, we have a biased media that are absolute scumbags. They aren't going to help us out around getting the truth out about this. There are many New Zealanders who are plugged into the international airwaves and websites all over the stuff. Get this out to everybody. Okay? And this article that I've been reading here is from naturalnews.com under the title New Zealand Food Freedom, Human Rights. Get that out to everybody. I'm going to actually have to post this up on Guerrilla Media. It's already been put up on my Facebook wall. I believe you can add that Guerrilla Media Mr. News. Guerrilla Media Mr. News. This is just unbelievable. You know this stuff is coming, but it doesn't prepare you for it, does it? Really doesn't. 218-339-8525. Your last chance to get on air today. This is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Back in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
AmericanFreedomRadio.com with the music that never seems to stop. And I think that's what we're really talking about here, is some kind of game of musical chairs. Like, there's a balance between tyranny and oppression and love, freedom. And they're trying to tip the chair over. because they realize that there is no longer a place to sit down, and they want to make sure that there ain't no place for anybody else to sit down either. So we're all in the same sinking ship. And what all this means, of course, with regards to the food bill, is that the government may soon be able to basically arbitrarily decide at any time to restrict individual freedom to plant vegetable gardens and share the produce with their neighbours. For instance, even cottage industries, which include at-home food artisans, could be restricted under the new law. Okay? Hey, you got your permission papers to be holding that turnip? Put down that vegetable! Back away slowly! Lay down on the ground! Get down on the ground! Face down and put your hands behind your head! Dispatch, we have another homegrown terrorist. Send back up as soon as possible. It might sound funny, but it's coming. Oh, yeah. You know, I just mentioned on the Facebook that I'm screaming about this on radio right now. I just can't believe it. Well, in fact, you know, everybody says that. They says, I can't believe it. How is it unbelievable? You know, you have a look at history, you have a look at tyranny, and it's ain't unbelievable. It's totally believable. It's standard operating procedure. It's when they throw you a curveball that you're not expecting. That's really something you can't believe. I expect that these scumbags are going to do everything within their power to form a world government, to extinguish national sovereignty, and to reduce the population. Those are my base premise assumptions. If you've got somebody who has that as their modus operandi, there shouldn't be any limits to how much you resist them, I believe. Okay? They're taking the gloves off. All right? They're going bare knuckle. This is an emergency situation, as far as I'm concerned. Something which everybody should be screaming out at all times of the freaking day to get people's attention. And goodness knows what happens. Once these things do get implemented, if there is not enough public outrage, you will never be able to get those freedoms back without some kind of armed, bloody struggle. Is that what you want? You want a war amongst you? Your children will learn of it with their own eyes? See blood and guts running in the streets? No, that's not what we want. Okay? Peaceful protest. Get the information out. A truth can shatter 1,000 lies, as Howard Zinn said. These people are weak. Why do you think they need to pass legislation like this? Why do you think they need to do it all in a clandestine manner without people knowing about it? It's because they ultimately won't find any real support from it from the general populace. But what they count on is that is your lack of support. Instead, what they're hoping for, instead of you just not supporting them and what have you, well, what they really don't want you to see is you opposing them. Okay? Opposition is what they don't want. They push the envelope every day. And unless you push back, then they're going to push it some more. We're the frog in the boiling pot here. The temperature is rising. Depends whether or not you want to jump out and save yourself or sit there and slowly boil to death. As the signs of heat get turned up all around you. This is the tyranny meter going into overdrive. And, you know, some people think I'm blowing this out of proportion. Look, food freedom is the most basic freedom of all. If you take that, there is a precedent for them to take every single other basic freedom, including the right to life, away from you arbitrarily with no justification. Okay? That's what's on the line here. That's what's at stake. Don't confuse it with some other silly little regulation or something of that nature which doesn't cause too much damage. This will cause untold amounts of damage, and guaranteed it'll be implemented. It'll be implemented very slowly, probably under the next government, after everybody's forgotten that this thing has become law, okay? This exposes the false left-right paradigm, because each and every government is supportive of this BS. They are traitors, they are murderers, they are psychopaths. If you have any support for the current alleged quote-unquote system, then you either don't have enough information to make the correct decision, or you're a psycho. You know, you don't care about human life. I don't get it. You talk to people who vote National, and they're like, John Key is the bee's freaking knees. The guy's a corporate scumbag, a bankster, very largely, and played a key role in the derivatives crisis, which played a key role, notice you say the word key, in the 2008 financial crisis, and that crisis is not over yet. In fact, in 2012, there will be the culmination. What you saw back in 2008 was no more than a hiccup compared to what's coming. That's why they need people to not be able to grow their own food, so that they will be in a crisis scenario where they will call out for a strong man to save them. Save me, Daddy. I'll vote for you. I'll be a willing and obedient servant, Daddy. Just save me from starvation. Take me to a place that's safe and warm, where I get good hot soup every day. Outside the barbed wire fence is a dangerous place. I don't want to be able to grow my own food. Those carrots are seriously scary. Wake up, people. Come on, it's time to get real here. People have to make a decision every day about whether or not they go to work. And that's not a hard decision, because you've got to eat. And here you have it. The opportunity being taken away from you to be able to grow something yourself that you got to eat. What do you think the implications of that are? They don't want you to survive, ultimately. Yeah, I can imagine this. We used to live in an apartment, right? Used to grow lettuce on the balcony out of a pot. A few strands of herbs, like some basil, some oregano, some rosemary. Beautiful. Great to sprinkle on your food. Got good nutritional value as well. Now I'll have to go apply for a license to do that. Who have I hurt? Show me a victim. Where on the effing planet is there a basil victim? The insanity of it makes you just... It makes you insane. Okay, I'll just go out and say it. Exposing yourself to all of this terrible crap that the government's cooking up, all these schemes, all this censored history, everything slowly conspires to rob you of your sanity. And that's why I try to use humor to kind of lighten the mood a little bit. Because otherwise, as I say, you'll probably go freaking crazy at the thought of it. The situation is so dangerous right now. So poignant is the role of anybody who knows the truth. That is an abdication of personal responsibility to do nothing. All right, what do you want to live like? Do you want to live in tyranny forever? And have no freedom for any of your children forever. That's what is at stake here. It's so important. More important than anything else that you've got going on in your life. More important than your Friday night out. More important than putting gas in your car. more important than even feeding your family. Because what the heck are they going to have to eat in the end if you do nothing about this? Okay, that's where I've drawn the line in the sand. It's time to get serious. It's time to rise up. It's time to resist. And it does not take a cast of thousands. History has always proven there has been the small, determined minority working day after day for a better world that actually achieve it. The masses of people who will never hear of this conversation, who will never hear of the food bill or even question why it's being passed. They will never make a difference throughout history. It is you, the ones who are involved, the ones who are listening, the ones with your eyes open, that will make the difference. And I hope that you take that opportunity. I'm Vinny Eastwood, Mr. News. Thank you very much for your time. And I apologize if I've offended anybody. But hey, we're about to be exterminated, so who cares? We'll see you again sometime, folks.